Hi, I'm Antonio Centeno, and you're listening to the Personal Image System Podcast. Welcome to the Personal Image System Podcast. I'm Antonio Centeno, your host and the founder of Real Men, Real Style. In this show, my goal is to help you learn to leverage the science of style to create your command presence. This is a personal image that sends the signal of confidence and trust and will help increase your earning power and attraction levels. All show notes can be found at realmenrealstyle.com, along with hundreds of videos, articles, and infographics. Have you ever felt stuck? Have you ever felt like you're in a place in life that you just can't get out of, that things aren't going your way, that you've got a place that you want to be, things that you want to accomplish, and you can't get there? Well, in today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about six steps to take to lead a more fulfilling life. Now, oftentimes when we get stuck, it can be, you know, a wide range of things. It can be external factors. It can oftentimes is internal factors. But one thing I would have to say I was fortunate is I got exposed to philosophy at an early age. I actually majored in philosophy in my undergrad, but I took those classes pretty seriously. I think I came to college with a lot of questions about religion. And I found that taking my religious study courses didn't bring me the answers I was looking for. And it was actually in philosophy that I was able to go in and ask questions and really examine not only the literature and the world, but also examine myself and look and kind of look inward. So a lot of these things, a lot of these steps, I know work. This is actually a guest post, though, and I'm going to link you over to her article in the show notes, which, by the way, you can grab over at realmenrealstyle.com/episode63. But in the show notes, I'll link over to Katrina's article. She's over at Communication for Nerds. And what I love about what Katrina does is she helps guys with anxiety or women with anxiety really understand things. Now, you may hear a little bit of background noise. I've got a cat jumping all over me with a nice little bell. This is Zeus, and I'm at my friend Ryan Master's house. But and by the way, cats are not on the list. I just thought that was kind of funny because I feel that animals probably could have been a seventh category I put on this list. Actually, in a sense, they are, and I'll get to that. You know, I know you're like, okay, Antonio, where are you going with this? But I promise I'll get to it. Now, what Katrina did is she went out and she looked at some research, and there's a guy named Abraham Maslow, and he put together it was a pyramid of your basic needs, or hierarchy of needs is what it is. You're going to go do the research on it. I didn't feel, and she didn't feel, that it fit exactly with what we were looking to put together. So what we did is she put together her own one based off of that. And I actually thought it was great. She gave me this guest post. I actually put together a video over at Real Men Real Style in our YouTube channel, which you can definitely go check out. But on this one, let's start off with the base of the pyramid. So what's the first thing you need to focus in on to lead a fulfilling life? Well, the first thing you need to focus in on is your basic safety and security. So this is something that, you know, I think for a lot of us, if you're listening to this podcast, you probably have in many ways covered. And I know that we always think we could be doing better. And this is a key point to it, is to understand that it would be nice to have $1 million in the bank. And I know, but that's not going to bring you happiness. However, there is a set amount, depending on what country you live in and what your expenses are and what you really want to get, that actually, if you were to reach that, the level of happiness is going to about level off. I know they did a study in the United States, and I think it was like just over $70,000. That if you're making this amount in the United States, that if you were to increase, let's go up to $80,000 or $90,000 or even $100,000 a year, that your level of happiness doesn't really increase much. And in fact, why this is important is that you don't need to, and this can be a detriment whenever you start pursuing money and wealth for just the simple sake of making more. It's not going to make you fulfill. It's not going to make you happy. Now, one thing I do need to point out, because we're starting here at the base of the pyramid, and again, see the images, go check out the show notes over at realmenrealstyle.com/episode63. But in those show notes, safety and security is the base. But you don't have to have perfect safety and security to actually move up to the pyramid of fulfillment. And this can be seen like people that have actually been in prison, people that have been in concentration camps, people that have gone through and have lived in really tough environments. Maybe they don't even have access to clean water all the time. Still, they're able to move up to the other categories. Now, next up, we've got mental strength. And, you know, this is that inner voice that shapes who you become. And it is very important that you get this up to speed. So, you know, one of the things our mental, and there's that great quote by Henry Ford, you probably know this, whether or not you think you can do something, you're probably right. And oftentimes we are our own worst critic. And if you can't get that voice that's pulling you back in the back of your head to shut up, you're going to have a lot of issues reaching the success you do. Because a lot of times, especially if you're breaking into an industry, if you're going into a field and no one, you know, you're a woman and no one looks like you, they're all men, or maybe, you know, you're a man going into a woman's field. It's like, hey, are they going to look, you know, you just kind of feel out of place, and you start sabotaging your own efforts by having that voice in your head that's constantly trying to hold you back. So you want to work to keep this in check. Otherwise, you're going to have a lot of time, you know, or a lot of difficulty reaching that level of fulfillment. And so one of the action steps that you can take is you can practice self-compassion. And this is where you actually give yourself a little bit of pat on the back. You actually stop being your own worst critic, and you actually start to give yourself a little bit of props. You know, let's say that you are a man looking to get, perhaps, I don't know, you want to get into the fragrance industry. You want to get into the makeup industry. And yeah, that's predominantly not going to have a lot of men in it. But it could be something, you know, hey, I don't know as much as these people here. I didn't grow up around this, but I do know that I bring some unique things to the table. I actually have got a great nose, maybe when it comes to fragrance. I have a great eye when it comes to color and putting things together. I bring a unique perspective because I'm a man. Because, and again, that's one example, so many other ones out there. And I'll use my own personal example. So when I got into the style industry, I can tell you that I definitely thought I was a fraud for a while because I didn't have a style degree. I didn't go to a fashion school. I didn't even flunk out of a style school. I simply jumped in and started reading, learning information, but I started designing suits. And I have to admit, I didn't know fully what I was doing. I found some great mentors. They helped get me up to speed. But then I realized, you know, I had been around suits for a long time, military uniforms. And I had that unique background. I noticed nobody else in the industry really had a military background. I also loved history, and I had been studying history for years. So I had a pretty good idea of where to find more information about costume design. And very quickly, I was able to get myself up to speed on, you know, being able to stand out. But again, this was me patting myself on the back and being able to build up my own, you know, be able to build up that level of feeling comfortable and that mental strength that I needed to move on. So next up, let's get into human connection. This one is really important. So I talked earlier, I had those cats floating around. Why do you think people have animals? A big part of it, you know, there are many other reasons why people have animals. They're cute and they definitely add a lot to life, but they provide a connection. They are a living being. They've got their own kind of personality. That's why you've got some people that prefer dogs, other people that prefer cats. Some people, I guess, like fish. But one thing I love about cats is that they definitely have their own personality. You can make a connection with them, but other times they're going to be, you know, indifferent to you. They're going to go off and do their own thing. Dogs, definitely very loyal, very engaging. You need a lot of energy. But when it comes to connection, human beings want to have connections with others. So you've got to make sure to do this. Whenever you're getting started, you're looking to have a more fulfilling life. Don't think of yourself as an island. Don't try to, you know, you hear about these people that are hermits. You know, that's not a healthy way to live your life. I mean, there's research out there. There was a Chicago subway study that they did. They had three groups of people. But the most interesting groups were the ones that went solitary and then the ones that got on the subway and engaged in a conversation. So the ones that were told to ride the subway in complete solitude, don't engage with anyone, just stay focused. In fact, I didn't see this in the study, but they might have even been on emptier cars. So they in their terms of their enjoyment of the ride, it was very low. It was just simply a ride. Now, the people that randomly talked to the person next to them and engaged in a fun conversation and just were open to learning something new, even if it was just simply learning new things about this complete stranger who they had never met, their level of satisfaction and you know, happiness coming off of that ride was much, much higher than the people that had gone through in solitude. Human beings, we have a basic need to belong, to connect. Remember what it was like to get picked last? I know what's happened to me. That is, you know, you want to be in and around people and to feel that you belong. That is important. So next up on the hierarchy, and step number four, is growth. You always want to be continuing to learn. And this is something, you know, there's a reason why when people retire, that they oftentimes they pick up hobbies. They, from crossword puzzles to getting involved in multiple things, people still want to be a part, but they also want to be challenged. They want to be learning new things. They want to be engaging with others. So you need to always be taking in time and growing professionally and personally. And there's so many different areas. One thing that's impressed me as I've been staying here with my friend Ryan is that every day he wakes up at a set time and he reads for about 30 minutes to an hour while he's having his coffee. It's the first thing he does in the day. And there are many different ways. You could be listening to audiobooks and you could be going on a run. You could be combining things, I guess, like that if that's going to work for you. But the point is always be sharpening your sword. Be looking to become, find things that you're passionate about. And it could, don't be ashamed. I mean, it could be comic books. I know as a kid, I loved comic books. To this day, I still like going into Wikipedia, not necessarily, I think it's called Wookiepedia, and I'm reading up about Star Wars. I love Game of Thrones. I kind of like I'm nurturing my inner nerd because I still love the whole fantasy, the whole dragons and knights and magic and that kind of stuff. I think that stuff's fun. And to be able to go in there and I'm discovering things like, you know, Dungeons and Dragons. Yes, I didn't play it as a kid, but learning more about that, learning more about, you know, Tolkien and all of the mythology, all these worlds that were created by these guys, that's something that is a way to learn. And what's funny is it actually enables me to better connect with people who like this stuff as well. So next up, we've got confidence. Okay, confidence is different than mental strength. Mental strength is you being able to hold, you know, the nagging back of your mind, I'm not good enough, at bay. Confidence is where you realize, hey, I actually am really good at something. And the key to becoming really good at something is improving your knowledge, practicing it, realizing that in this particular area, I'm in the top percentage of the world. And I'll just use my own personal example. So when I got into the, you know, into the style industry, I realized I didn't know that much. And if I just went off to said to myself, I'm a men's style expert, I would have probably not been able to make it. Not only would I have had not had the mental strength to resist that nagging in the back of my head, I'm not good enough, but really I didn't have confidence in just men's style. So instead I focused in, I niched down, I zeroed in on something that I knew I could know better or learn more about than the vast majority of the world. So I focused in on custom men's suits. That custom men's suits. You see how I niched down and I designed quite a few out. I read tons of books on it. I went through design, tore up the designs, redesigned, but after a few months, I can tell you that I knew more than 99% of the world. Within 6 months to a year, I knew more than probably 99.99% of the world when it came to that. And I realized no one's putting this information out there on the web. So I took that information and I started writing it out, putting it out there. This gave me a lot of confidence because I felt I was a pretty decent writer. I then had another blogger, Brett McKay over at The Art of Manliness, reach out to me. And he was, you know, that was just a huge boost to my confidence. When I have another guy say, hey, you obviously know what you're talking about. You're really good here. Can you come write for my website that was just getting started? And by the way, his website now gets like 500,000 people a day. So it's grown quite a bit from when I remember it was getting like 50 a day. But the point is I became confident because I zeroed in, focused in, and I became strong in that area. Now, to move up in your level of confidence, one of the best things that you can do is to start teaching others. And this leads me right into and getting back to leading a fulfilling life, I think at the top of the pyramid. And that is basically that you are, and they call it self-extension, but this is about getting over yourself and realizing it's not about you, losing your ego and realizing what's going to give you a lot of fulfillment is being of service and helping others. I know a lot of people, especially as children, it's always me, me, me. I want this. I want this. But that's eventually it rings hollow when you realize that, well, people don't want to be around people that are always taking. And instead, if you become someone who gives, you find that you actually get a lot more back in return. That's the law of reciprocity, where, and it's hard to measure. I know some people like, well, show me the exact measurements. I can give you examples of where I've given of myself first, and it has paid me back in spades. I remember there was a guy, he was in my mastermind, and he had a simple issue where he didn't know how to create a membership site. And in website design, I admit I already had a tech guy that could do this. I took all the content off of his website because he wanted to do it. And I had my tech guy in Ukraine spend the day on it, which he did this while we were sleeping. The next day, I presented him a membership site. I didn't think too much of it because I was leveraging a resource. Yeah, I paid my tech guy and all this other stuff. Maybe cost me $100. But after that, he was amazed. And that guy made so many introductions that it ended up leading to an affiliate that now is probably over the last 3 years paid me well over $50,000. Okay, I mean, so look at the return on that investment. I spent $100 and gave to this person who later made introductions that netted me $50,000. I mean, so, you know, self-extension, and I'm not saying that wasn't my intent. That just happened. And believe me, there are people that you will help, people that you will help, you know, grow and reach the next level, and they won't give back. But it's not always about giving back to you. It's oftentimes, and what I tell people is give back to others. Even my form at Real Men Real Style, when you fill this out, I ask, you know, hey, do a good deed for somebody else. I'm a true believer that there are people just around the world that will give of themselves. And I want to be that person that gives to them to encourage others to do this because it's going to come back to me. Just the other day, my wife, the battery was dead on her van. And I am the person that's usually jumping somebody else's car. And she couldn't, you know, I probably need to help give her a class on this. I admit it. This is definitely something I thought she knew, but apparently she didn't. But there was a gentleman just there. He comes in and he takes care of it, sets my wife up. She had my kids with me. And that's what I love. So by giving, by being, you know, having this self-extension, extending beyond myself is very important. I actually feel that maybe a little bit of what I've given out there came back to us on that day when we needed it. But again, you know, to me, it's the actual act of giving and seeing, you know, how it changes people's lives, how it actually makes them feel better about themselves, gives them the confidence. You know, with my style information, I love hearing the testimonials, people telling me how they took my advice and they got the job, they got the girl, they got what they wanted out of life. So if you want the show notes, go check them out at realmenrealstyle.com/episode 63. But I want you to definitely go check out that the pyramid of fulfillment. Remember, it starts with getting down that safety and security. Next up is the mental strength. Next up is the human connection. After that is growth. After that is confidence. And finally, we've got self-extension, or where you basically give of yourself. And don't forget, you don't have to have these perfect to move on to the next one. But they are, in a sense, built off of each other. And self, being able to give of yourself, you definitely have, you know, you probably need to grow yourself. You need to have some confidence. You need to probably have some, you know, relationships and have some human interaction. You need to be somewhat mentally strong, and you need to have, in many ways, many of your basic needs taken care of. Because, hey, if you don't have, you know, a place to sleep that night, it's going to be hard for you to selflessly give of yourself when you're worried about that. And if you know somebody that you can help in this level, you know, definitely, you know, try to help people reach that next level. Oftentimes I see a lot of people, they never get to that self-extension level, or maybe they don't even really nail the confidence. So if you can give someone a compliment and say, wow, you are really good at customer service. This could be someone that is just right there, you know, working a retail job. Just let them know, hey, you know, you are really good. I love how you made my family feel everything. I actually talked with a mom the other day, and I simply complimented her daughter, her daughter, 9 years old, when my daughters were hanging out, she came into the room, invited them to come play with her and show them all her toys, was very well behaved. And I just took a minute. I didn't know Casey very well. She was the girlfriend of a good friend of mine. But I just said, you know, you have done a great job raising your daughter, because I don't see that very often. It took me a minute to talk in detail about why her daughter was amazing. And you could see her the rest of the night just glowing, because she had confidence. She felt that all of that work, and it was just simply paying a compliment to help build up somebody else's confidence, and maybe even pushing back some of the, you know, Kate, I know this woman had gone through a divorce, so maybe she's got a little bit of issues with mental strength, with like, am I, you know, good enough? Did I do the right thing? So anytime that you can give to others, try to do that, because it's going to help you get to that level of fulfillment. All right, if you want more, again, go check out the show notes over at realmenrealstyle.com/episode63. Thank you for listening to the Personal Image System podcast. If you would like more information on men's style, business communication, and grooming, go check out realmenrealstyle.com. There, you're going to find my free ebooks and our premium courses to help you take action on the information that will improve your life. I'm Antonio Centeno, and until next time, stay stylish.